Drew Forbes going to join us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dave Spano is going to get him all rigged up as we're wrapping up day number four of training camp here in Berea. Drew, thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate it. Jake Chapman, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Give me a little bit about, obviously, as a rookie, your first NFL training camp. I'll give you the old standard question. What's the biggest difference between this and college? Is it speed? Is it size? Is it everything?
I'd say everything.
Yeah.
Just how thick that playbook is, too.
Mm.
That I'd say that's the biggest difference. But there is also a big technical standpoint as far as being just technically sound as a player. But I'm loving it.
You got some good guys to rely upon, I would think, within that offensive line group. Treader and Betonio, some good veterans. Who's sort of grabbing you and making sure you're in the right spot at times? And what are you gaining from being with those guys?
I think all of them do a good job of taking us rookies through this process. Like, no matter what, where you came from, how you got here, they're really good at just taking us along, because we're an important part of this training camp right now. And I know they see that, and they take the time out when we ask questions to give us an answer and explain how this is supposed to work, how to be a pro. So yeah, those guys are I think they're all doing their own part.
How do you see yourself as an NFL player on the offensive line? Like, I know your versatility is something that I'm sure you're proud of and that you want to make sure you're showcasing. But where do you think you're best off?
I think at the end of the day, that's going to be coach's decision. And I think he can see it even better than myself right now. All I'm trying to do is be a good teammate and learn these plays as fast as I can and be efficient and consistent day in and day out.
What is the playbook? I mean, the playbook's basically been drawn from scratch between Todd Monken and Freddie Kitchens. Obviously, I think, you know, with Baker Mayfield sort of in mind as the best guy to enact it all. What surprised you most about it? Is it the verbiage? Is it, you mentioned how thick it was? It's probably new to them, so it feels like everybody's probably learning together. But what's been the toughest part about wrapping your head around all that?
It's so versatile. Like, you can be in a situation and get into the best situation possible versus the given defense. Like, in college, it was like, well, that's not the look we're wanting. We're like, we maybe check out once or twice a game. Like, in this, like, you're checking consistently, and you're there's just such a like I said, it's versatile, and you can get into that best play, and that makes you're thinking about a lot then when you come to the line.
And that I would imagine that's the first thing you got to get rid of, is you got to stop thinking so much, and you want to be in a situation where you're just reading and reacting. But in the NFL, not only do you have a lot of checking going on offensively, the defense is doing their best to deceive you as well. Has that been a big adjustment as well, just all these different looks and just trying to figure out who's coming from where?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have some great guys, like, over on that side of the ball. So, yeah, they're going to disguise their looks, and at the same time, our offensive line coaches are going and looking up these tendencies and the ratios of when these guys are coming. So it's really preparing us for, like, ID and cross dog or whatever it may be. So they're putting us in the best position to pick that stuff up.
Browns rookie offensive lineman Drew Forbes joining us here in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jake Chapman with you out here at Browns training camp. All right, so defensively, I mean, you got some studs on the defensive line across from you. What's it like going against the Richardsons of the world or Myles Garrett? I mean, I got to think it's difficult, but for you, it's just a learning process. What are some of those guys? Have they sort of lent you any sort of expertise? Or just give me your relationship with the defensive front.
Yeah, so whenever you get, like, you have one-on-ones or day in and day out of just pass pro and run blocking, I go, and whoever I'm up against that day, I'm like, hey, like, talk to them about how'd you know I was going to do this, or how did you feel that, like, if I had, let's say, I overstepped on a block and got out of position. Mm-hmm. Like, those guys are willing to go and say, hey, like, this is the tendency I saw, like, you and your stance, here's your weight. Like, they're very helpful, and it helps me to learn a lot each day, like, going back in and trying to be in that neutral position and not giving away what we're doing.
That's outstanding, because you got some veterans up there. I mean, talking about Sheldon Richardson, you got some guys who, I mean, just Myles Garrett, like, what's it like playing against Myles Garrett, just as far as the talent and what he could be eventually?
It is definitely a whole nother
level. He's a
freak,
isn't he?
He is, yeah. You can just tell that by looking at him. But, no, his getting off the ball, it's incredible. So it's something that you have to prepare for. But all these guys are phenomenal athletes. You're at such a high level. Like, yeah, you're making these reads. You're thinking about a lot getting to the ball, but then you're against phenomenal athletes too. So it's just comes full circle. Like everything about this is at a higher level.
Tell me about Baker.
What about him? What do you want to know?
What's he like? I mean, I think we have this image of him. Hugh Jackson famously described him as the Pied Piper at Oklahoma, right? And so a lot – we see him on the field, but a lot of what people love about him is the personality, and it feels like he's got a real knack for galvanizing his teammates and players sort of gravitate to him, that sort of leadership ability. Is that something you see?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. He, can take control of a meeting, and he, like you said, people gravitate towards him, and he has this kind of energy when he gets out here, and he really cares about the game of football.
Has it been strange for you? I mean, obviously it was going to be strange for you, your first NFL training camp no matter what, and it's kind of strange for us because Odell Beckham and Baker and Miles, and there's just so much attention nationally on this team right now. I'm sure you're trying to block it all out, but is it difficult to?
No, not really. My phone honestly broke the other day. So the touch,
wise.
Yeah, which I was – the only thing I use it for is – contacting my wife Emily anyway, so yeah, I it's not too hard for me.
And is that the mentality? I mean, you're in bunker mode right now.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
What about Freddie Kitchens? Is there something that sort of stood out to you as opposed to maybe some other coaches you've had in your past about Freddie and what's it been like with him?
He's not going to try to trick you into like practicing harder. Like, you're out here, it's your job, and he's going to be real with you. Like, if you did terrible on a play, you'll know immediately. So that's great, because you can't get better without that instant feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that, you know, it sort of jumped out at us. Have you talked to guys who have been here in years past and gotten a sense for maybe what's different this year or what they're trying to change? Just as far as, I mean, everybody knows that last year was the first year they sort of broke out of years and years of mediocrity, I guess is a good way to put it. That might even be a little nice way to put it. Is there anything that you feel like has sort of changed this year, or does it just feel like a whole new clean slate for everybody?
As far – like, I'm coming in new to this.
Of course.
Wasn't here last year. But like I'd say more clean slate going forward, and there's a different energy in that locker room. There's a different energy as far as what I've been told. But when I came in, I just felt a energy, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
I want to be a great team. And that's going to come from working hard day in and day out of these camps.
Drew, appreciate a couple minutes, man. Best of luck, definitely.
Absolutely.
There he is, Drew
me.
Forbes with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.